Is it recording? Okay, it is.
Patient, everyone who's listening, we like this song. Chris,
welcome to Cat and Nothing.
You can thank Chris for that song.
Podcast
number
27.
That song was Chala Head Chala, cover artist Aya Hirano, which is from the anime Lucky Star. And if you guys are anime fans, I think Shutsun's an anime fan. And
the original song is the theme song for
Lucky Star.
No, isn't Chala Head Chala?
Oh, for Dragon Ball yeah. Z. And they basically that anime they just make fun of a lot of other anime, so
cool.
She's saying that.
I gotta watch that.
Best seiyuu in my mind in Japan.
Sweet.
What other things do they cover in that show?
I think they did Sailor Moon too.
Sweet.
I think, I'm not really sure. Because I don't really know the Sailor Moon stuff. But they did a lot of other ones, but I remember I think it was episode 4 or something. And then I heard that, I was like, oh, that's so awesome. Yeah.
What are you doing, Phil?
Oh, my chair is on top of stuff.
Yeah.
Why is there like a single sock on your
table? I don't know, but it's clean.
Not the other one.
Ew. Hey, this is Mike. It's like turned.
Which way?
Does it pick you up okay?
Alright, it's a little more centered now.
Okay.
All right.
Welcome to Canada Nothing podcast number
27.
Cliffy. Sorry, guys.
This is the next Cliffy podcast, just like the one before, number 11, something, bringing the clipping to the back to the fans.
We got a lot of requests for more clipping, so we're going to clip.
And okay, here we go, clipping in 3, 2, 1.
China! And China! Spooky!
I'll flip that volume down. It'll still be clipped, but it'll be
That's the power of audio mixing.
Uh-huh.
Lowering volume levels to desirable volume levels.
Of volume.
In 7.0.
8%.
Dolby.
Digital
animation.
Pro Logic. To
Peter Gabriel using Logic in his live shows.
Christopher Walken.
Tony Levin on bass guitar.
And
or Chapman stick.
And who's on drums?
Bono's on drums.
Bono?
Well, Bono's on bongos because his name sounds like bongo.
Just but then without Peter the Gabriel G. doesn't sound like guitar.
No, okay, get this, okay? Bono
is
bongo without the G. So the bongo Bono is like a cool, you know, he's like, yo, G, because he's got the G in him.
But his name doesn't change to Bongo. He just plays
changes
Bongo.
To Bongo.
When he plays Bongo.
It's like Bono. It's like the Bono with a G.
Yeah.
Remember that podcast we talked about the G factor?
Yeah, yeah. What's up,
G? Bringing it all back. Jeffrey. Bono.
Geo-free.
Geoffrey. And, you know, you got Gary, you know, G-E-R-R-Y.
Oh, yeah.
And,
Jandelf.
Jandelf.
Jordy. Jordy LaForge.
Yeah, but that's a J.
No, that's a G. No,
it's is a it? J. It's a J. J.
Is it?
It's a J.
I thought it was a G.
It's a J.
Oh, you guys are bigger Trekkies than me, I guess.
Yeah.
DVD? Maybe
no,
we can check.
I have the first season.
Does it show the credits?
That season's bad. Yeah, probably. But
well, that's when he was in, what's he called?
Maybe you're right, anyway. I mean, I don't know.
When he was a chief engineer?
Or maybe it's
he was
chief. It's
no,
DJ.
He was communications. He was only chief engineer at like the second season.
Yeah, you guys
Natasha
are more hardcore than me. Yeah, Natasha Yar.
I don't know
she
any
sleeps
of that.
With Data. Oh my god.
But like, isn't Data a robot?
But he's fully functional
in all
something, pleasure
something. Yeah, that was a weird
episode. That was a weird episode.
That was a weird episode. He's like,
hey.
I have to find out now.
If you prick me in the hand, do
I think we're wrong, Chris.
What's his name again?
Jordy LaForge.
The actor.
Reading Rainbow. Who cares?
His real name is Reading Rainbow. I think we're clipping every time we get, like, even
I'll put it down
the smallest amount of loudness.
Yeah.
Now, wait, how's the Reading Rainbow song go?
Try to be loud again.
Hey!
Hey, China!
Okay, that's better. I can
go twice. Magic book.
Hey, if any of you remember Reading Rainbow out there, just get back to us. Email us, podcast.
Oh, LeVar Burton. That's his name.
LeVar Burton.
That sounds like Jordy LaForge.
Jordy with the G.
Aww. I win.
Gordy LaForge. Gordy LaForge.
Jordy
LaForge.
Then what about like Gregory or
something? Dredgery. Dredgery.
That sounds kind of grim.
Dredgery.
One of those Dredgery banks. A banks.
Dredge.
Judge Dredge.
Judge Dredge.
Hey, welcome to Canada the Podcast
27. Bring it to you.
This is Derek.
Live.
Oh, yeah,
time.
This is live.
Yeah, it's live.
Live.
So whenever you watch it,
it's
live.
Saturday night.
Live.
From
live from Saturday.
It's night. Saturday night.
It's New York. It's always live for us.
Always.
Even when we watch it, like, for the 20th time.
Yeah.
Like, never mind.
Okay.
I'm Phil.
I'm Derek.
I am Robotnik.
Dr. Robotnik, yes. Eggman.
Yes.
They changed it back to Eggman.
Oh, they did?
Yeah. Oh. Now they don't call it Robotnik anymore.
In the cartoon, he's
Eggman. In the cartoon, he's Eggman.
There's a new cartoon.
Sonic X!
I think it's a little too quiet.
Gotta get faster.
Pokemon!
Right. Faster, faster,
Pokemon, Johto!
Everyone wants to be a master! Everyone
gotta get faster! With the master!
Oh, Phil, you're ruining it.
Each time we con, just a bit to get a little faster. Each step we take is one more step up the ladder! It's a whole new
attitude!
Brand new attitude! Still gotta catch 'em all.
I'll be the best that you can be.
Pokemon Johto. Pokemon Johto.
If any of you were in this room, it would be very fun to watch us all in our swivel chairs.
Yeah, we're just
constantly going back and forth, left and right.
We're like the Cool Runnings.
What?
In their bobsled.
Feel the river. Feel the rhyme. It's bobsled time.
Okay, I get to be John Candy.
No. You're the blackest of us all.
Which one? The buff guy?
Sure. The bald one?
There's Buckingham Palace, man! You got to marry the Queen of England!
That's good.
We are Jamaican bobsled team, something or other. Like that in the song!
John Candy. Rest in peace, R.A.P.
Okay, where's John Candy's Oscar? I ask you that.
For what, Canadian Bacon?
Sure.
Or Cool Runnings.
Oh, what was the movie he was doing before he died?
I don't know. What did he
Beverly love? Hills. No, that was John Candy. That was Chris Tucker.
Farley. Yeah, Tucker.
Rest in peace, Chris.
Tucker.
Yeah, your career is dead now. No more.
And it had Liu Kang in it.
Rest in peace, Liu Kang.
Oh, yeah, he's alive.
Fatality. When Liu Kang dies, everybody's gonna go fatality.
Oh, that's true. I'm so mean.
That's true.
As funeral, like, does anybody have a few words to say?
Yeah, me. I do.
Fatality.
Oh!
Too soon.
Too soon. He's not even dead, but too soon.
So what's up?
Good times.
Hey!
Welcome to the
podcast number 27.
I'm Derek.
I'm Derek.
Why do you have Luffy? I don't know. Do you like One Piece?
What? Oh no! My cousins bought that for me because they said it looks like me.
Oh. So you can stretch
out. I have
arms.
Two of them.
I have another one somewhere.
Yeah, there's like a giant one.
Oh, here it is.
Wow, you have a giant Luffy. Oh.
No, you broke it. Ah. Hey, do you still have those Final Fantasy VII figures?
Somewhere. I don't know where. Maybe in my basement. Why, you want them?
No, they're just kind of cool. No.
For like a dollar?
I didn't even like
FF7. Why don't you do a trade? 5 of those Final Fantasy things for 1 Star Wars anime manga.
Yeah.
Okay.
No.
I want to get rid of it. If anyone out there wants to buy some Star Wars manjas, please email us to podcast Phil. At canofnothing.com. Just let us know. We'll work it out. Five bucks.
$5.
I'll make it $5 Canadian. Including shipping.
Our dollar is slipping.
Oh.
Slipping.
$5. Slipping. I'll figure out the currency after we make the deal.
Slippy.
Could be Australian
Slippy
dollars.
Get this guy off me. Thanks, Fox.
I'm playing in my Wind Symphony. We're playing this piece of music called Wind Fanfare.
Uh-huh.
And it's supposed to be made up of like lots of sci-fi space music.
Oh, really?
So we open up with Star Wars and it goes like and then it goes into a bit of Star Trek and this and that.
No, he's
and at the end,
head.
Apparently,
that's what I was trying to do.
Apparently the end of the song is like this victory fanfare from Star Fox.
Whoa, cool.
I don't recognize it because I never played the till the end of Star Fox, but that's what my professor said. He's like, has anybody here played Star Fox?
Nice. Wow.
I was like, that's Star Fox.
Did people have people?
One person did.
Oh.
Clarinet player.
Woo!
Yeah.
Gia.
Star Fox is... Oh, clapping clips it. Encore.
Hey.
Welcome
to another podcast.
27.
I'm Derek.
We have three more till 30. Are we going to do anything for the 30th podcast? Oh.
I don't know. This is okay. This we got to do something special here. This is special Halloween edition podcast.
Ooh. Before Halloween. Ooh.
Well, remember our Halloween podcast last year? Podcast.
Candy!
Did we do anything last year?
Yeah, Phil got all lusty.
Oh, yeah.
Was that number 16?
That was interesting.
Lusty Phil.
That was interesting.
Well, that was just my costume for Halloween.
Lusty Phil.
I was dressed up as...
It's not role-playing, it's just costume.
Okay, what are you going to dress up as this year?
Silence.
Okay, no, if you...
dressing up.
I think I'll finally dress up. Well, I dressed up as Batman when I got that costume when I was a kid. And that was the only time. And I think I'll do it again.
This year?
Yeah.
All right. So you're going to like answer the door?
Gotta be Batman.
Or are you going to go somewhere and trick or treat?
Yeah, it's a Friday night this year. So I don't really have anything to do. So I can just stay there. If you guys want to come over and give candy with me, we can do something
cool. Yeah, all right. Cool. Everyone's out of my house on that day.
Halloween party, yeah. Guys. Yeah, we'll just like we'll sit at the door all night.
Uh-huh.
And when kids come by, they'll say trick or treat. And we'll get up and open the door and say, nice costumes. Here's a Snickers bar.
Sweetie pie.
That wasn't me. That was Derek.
That was Phil pretending to be me. He's so good at role-playing.
Lusty Phil.
Lusty Phil, exactly. In his Batman costume. Like the one in the video podcast at Fan Expo.
Hi!
That was Lusty.
Hi!
Hi!
Hi, Batman!
Hi!
That didn't sound like Batman.
Hi.
Hi. He wouldn't even say hi.
He just
He'd
disappeared.
Be like, get out of my way.
Where's the Batmobile?
Yeah.
Batmobile what?
I'm sorry, we don't have that here.
Mark? We didn't put this on the site, did we?
Yeah, we did, didn't we?
The making of? Like the
The
crank.
The blooper.
No, I don't think you did.
Really?
Yeah.
Releases for November!
I thought they were in there somewhere.
Well, if it wasn't there on our DVD that we put together of our Batman
then
stuff.
Only three of us have.
Yeah, three of us have it. No. Yeah.
Yeah, three of us have it.
No, two now.
And
I lost it.
Yeah, we have. There was. If you remember, there's supposed to be a crank call scene in the Batman episode. And we cut that out, and I cut together that scene for the DVD as a deleted scene.
Yeah, it didn't really turn out that well, did it?
A couple of them are alright.
Yeah, some of them are pretty fun. One of
the
them
Michael Play one was good.
The one we were talking about was our friend, we called our friend Mark, and his mom is like Polish, and she answered the phone, and we said, is Mark there? He's like, Mark? No, Mark's not here. Does Mark have my bike? Bike? Mark would not steal a bike.
That was good.
She was so nice about it too. She's like, just call back later. Mark will be home later. okay. Bye. I couldn't carry on with being Batman because she's being nice about it. So, yeah.
It's funny that you were nice in return too, though.
Oh, poor lady.
That one she stayed in. Oh, well.
Yeah.
Director's cut.
No,
yeah, man, what's yours is mine. Never.
What happened to Derek's cut?
Oh, yeah.
Co-director.
All the bad shots.
Be down to like 5 minutes. Just. Okay, Halloween edition
Halloween.
Podcast.
So, what are you going to be, Derek?
If you were to dress up.
A cow.
Phantom cow. Phantom cow.
Or Godzilla.
Scary something.
Scary beef.
Godzilla,
yeah.
You mean?
Godzilla, oh yeah. Am I saying it right? Godzilla? Hi, Jude!
Hey, Jude!
We sang this to him last time, right?
Hey, go to YouTube, put in David Martinez, Hey Jude. You'll see our friend David Martinez singing Hey Jude in some coffee house.
Oh, yeah?
Seriously?
Yeah.
That's cool.
Wow. Are you watching it now? Pause the podcast.
We'll
go watch it. We'll wait for you.
Oh, man, that was awesome.
That was good.
Okay.
All right.
Stop.
Paul McCartney's gonna sue us.
Chris, what are you gonna be for Halloween?
That's a funny story because I was talking about it with Jude earlier.
Uh-huh.
On a couple of days ago. And then he said he wanted to be the jokester.
The jokester?
Well, I said, well, then you're gonna have. Then he's like, yeah, he said, like, we have to be. There has to be more than just the jokester. So he's like, okay, there's gonna be a double face cat lady. And then for some reason, we're like, okay, who's gonna be those two? So then I think Kaylin was gonna be the jokester and Cameron was gonna be cat lady. And then for whatever reason, he told me that I was gonna be the Velveteen Rabbit. And I thought it was a DC character, right? So I go search it up. And it turns out it's just a book about a child's book about a rabbit, a toy rabbit wanting to be a real life rabbit or something. I'm like, dude, what is
the Velveteen Rabbit?
He's like, oh, I didn't even know. I just made up the name. I'm like, oh. So I'm going to be the Velveteen Rabbit.
Cool. Yay. Are they really going to dress up? Or?
I don't know. But they said they wanted to. Because
if they are going to dress up, bring them along. We'll just have this cool.
But he's going to be the jokester.
Video. Who cares?
Not the Joker, but the jokester.
Jokester.
And double face.
Then I got to be Bat.
Person.
Bat person.
Man Bat. Well, there is a man Bat.
Bat guy.
Bat guy.
What's another name for Bat?
Flying Rat
Flying
Man.
Rat Flying Man.
That's pretty good.
That way they can't see you when you fly. So there you go.
Those are our Halloween costumes. Look forward to a video about that.
Just like last time.
After Halloween.
Last Halloween.
We'll make an awesome trailer.
That was like 5 seconds long. Do Halloween.
You got some glimpses of our friends in there.
Yep.
One of whom was Richard.
We
did something with Richard today.
No.
Hey, Richard.
Was Richard? Does he have a song?
No.
Rich. Ard. Charred.
Rich. Richie Rich.
And the Funky Bunch.
Richie Rich and the Funky Bunch.
Richie Rich is full of money.
There you go.
I don't know that song.
That sounds like Pee Wee Herman.
No, it doesn't.
Okay.
What are you talking about, Derek?
I'm sorry.
Okay, so what happened with Richard?
Hey, we met up with our friend Richard today.
Long-time friend.
Since, like, what?
Kindergarten.
We think. Kindergarten.
We're pretty sure. I remember from junior kindergarten.
Yeah, I think so. So that's it.
We met up with him.
And
good time.
No, okay, we got together with Richard because we did
anniversary podcast.
Yay, number 27.
Welcome to
it's a big year. Welcome to Canada Nothing podcast number 27. I'm Derek.
I'm Chris.
It is two
hey,
years.
Who are you? Who are you? Who is this guy? Who is this voice?
I know.
It's like, who is it?
Hey, I left my water bottle in your car.
Oh, hey, you know what? Trivia. Remember that thing you threw up in my light?
Yeah.
I forgot to take it out. I just remembered today because of the podcast. So that's it there.
Cool.
Yeah, if you remember last podcast, we threw something in Derek's light.
And it's still there.
That's it.
So we met up with Richard.
See you next month
for a photo shoot. Because Phil
Generation Asthma photo shoot.
Generation Asthma photo shoot.
There's some other ideas I had that we didn't get around to doing.
Oh.
Like, I'm not gonna say now.
Oh, so what happened with Richard?
Yeah,
so
we met with Richard because Richard's a good photographer.
Go to the website
r-exp. No, actually,
he doesn't have like the old gallery of pictures; they're gone. Oh. But he has like these car show photos. But when you click on it, it's like loads this flash thingy, and it doesn't ever really load.
Oh.
So I haven't seen the pictures.
Or add him on Facebook.
At Richie. Yeah.
He won't like that. So don't do that.
Yeah, anyway, he offered a long time ago to take some pictures.
I need more friends. Remember a long time ago I told people to add me on MySpace or something?
Oh yeah.
Nothing happened.
Aww.
I don't even know if I have that account anymore.
So anyway, <photoshoot. laughs> what happened with
this? Yeah, a long time ago, Richard offered to take some pictures for us for Generation Asthma, like band photos, things like that. And we just kind of left it. We always said that we wanted to do it, but when we had more content to show, instead of being like a band with two songs and a cover.
And now we have four songs and a cover.
Yeah. So, well, we kind of had to do it. I had to take these photos for an assignment. I have to put together a biography, and I needed headshots that look pro. So I got him, and we figured, let's do those Generation Asthma photos at the same time.
So that was fun.
Yeah, we went out and did that today.
And Chris filmed it.
Oh yeah,
is it going to be an October release?
No, what I figured is, some of these photos are going to be promo stuff for the site, and some of them we're going to keep for album artwork or, you know, poster, whatever.
Cool.
But we'll try to spread them out around for different things that we're gonna do.
The video, actually.
Yeah, and there's a video that. Release? No. Well, what I was getting to was that when I put some of those photos up, we'll put the video up at the same time in the video section.
Oh, that's not cool.
On generationasthma.com. You can see like behind the scenes of us taking photos for an hour.
Yay! Because that's what you know.
Oh,
you have
that in the song
part
too. What song? You can just bring that at the end when we're all singing.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That can just come out.
Yeah.
You know we like to sing, so.
We love to sing. Karaoke Asians.
Yeah, so we took some pictures.
And
yeah,
Richard was very professional.
Very professional.
Richard, very professional.
We did some cool shots.
Yeah.
With some fancy technology.
Yeah.
And
that thing on the car, that was the weirdest thing I've ever seen.
Yeah, we have.
You'll see it in the video.
Well, that one wasn't actually for Generation Asthma. That was one for my Phil. My bio thing, but
Derek was in it.
I can still show that.
I was.
You have to look for it.
And it's pretty interesting. It has a car and stuff, and
suction cups, and that's all we're gonna.
Apparently,
say.
Richard's a good car photographer, so that's why he was able to do that one.
Yeah,
he had this crazy rig that attached to the car. And
spoilers.
Interesting
spoilers.
Stuff.
Shh.
Shh. Now bring it down. Do 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 do.
Yo.
Bring it down more. Now bring it up high. Do 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 five, four, time now. 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 1, 2, 3.
What were we talking about?
As a teacher, that's how I'm gonna teach my kids rhythm and time signature. Okay, we're gonna beat freestyle beatbox to whatever time I throw out. And it's gonna be a lot of fun.
5-5 sounded hard.
5-4.
5-4, how'd you do that? What was that? I didn't hear it.
Did you teach that to
1, 2,
inner,
1, 2, 3.
Inner,
1, 2, oh. 1, 2, 3.
Inner city black kids?
Inner city
no.
Black children.
Oh, no.
I didn't do music with them. It was like a general class.
Oh.
Anyway, how'd you find doing that photo shoot, Derek?
That was a lot of fun. It was a very unique experience.
It was very rushed.
It was a little rushed.
Yeah, we had a bunch of scheduling problems with Richard today.
Yeah. He's so busy.
Yeah, we had to keep changing times, and so eventually Richard calls me up. He's like, yeah, I gotta do something later. Can we do it right now? Okay. This is the only time we have. In like the near future. So.
You have to do a photo shoot with Mandy Moore afterwards.
Probably.
Yeah. Yeah, so a lot of...
Always remember. That's all I remember.
Well, that's good.
Did you ever see Mandy Moore on Criss Angel?
Oh yeah, when she was doing the driving
thing. Yeah.
That was so weird.
It's like, if you haven't seen it out there...
Mind Freak!
Criss Angel, like...
I am a Mind Freak!
That's a great MSN name now.
Yeah.
Criss Angel tells Mandy Moore to like think of a place that she wants to go to, and he'll blindfold himself and drive her car there. So he's like, he's backing up traffic and driving in all the wrong lanes. People are honking at him, and he's going like 2 miles an hour.
Mind Freak!
Oh my god, I'm dead!
Yeah.
Mind Freak! Every time I watched it with like Jude, every time he does like a like a magic trick, we're just like, oh, Mind Freak!
That's good.
You did you see that one where he flew?
Yeah.
That was ridiculous.
He walks off the...
Yeah, you know, he doesn't even walk. He just... And he just goes off.
Oh, I didn't see that.
It's like,
I have it all on DVD.
Kaylin was saying that there was one where he was like flying over a golf course or something.
Oh,
is
I didn't that see that one.
But yeah, he flew. He's a Mind Freak.
He's a Mind Freak.
Mind Freak!
Did you have the one where he performed before he had the show, where he had the concert? No, I don't think so. That one was cool. It's like, okay, I'm gonna stop singing and I'm gonna do some magic tricks now. Okay, watch. Sweet. Whoa, that's awesome. Phil, did you learn any more magic tricks? I will note more jokes. Do you have any more jokes?
Wait, let me get to my magic tricks. Yeah, I've been learning card tricks and just kind of been working on the same stuff.
Well, I learned like a couple things from YouTube. Well, they have tutorials. But the tutorials aren't like the stupid videos.
So what are the stupid videos? What do you dislike the most?
Like the ones where it's
like
that famous thing before, where it was the dog, the pug dog on the skateboard or something.
What's that about?
Is the doctor in? The doctor of pain.
Oh, yeah, like that kind of stuff.
Eric, sorry.
Why are you gonna be like that?
If you don't know what that is, then too bad for you.
Sorry,
Charlie. That's all I remember from that. From that thing that...
And... Okay, this is Keith imitating Chad Kroeger.
Oh,
and
no.
They say that a hero can save us.
You have to do Beast imitating Chad Kroeger.
Yeah, that's good. Do Beast imitating Keith doing Chad Kroeger.
Yeah. Try Beast.
Don't
Not the stadium red. After that,
That's actually pretty good.
Yeah.
You should record a cover.
Yeah, the photo shoot was pretty fun.
Back to the photo shoot.
What we were saying was a lot of it was just improvised on the spot.
But I think we got some good
shots. We didn't really think about where we wanted to go. We didn't think about what we wanted to do. We just kind of went somewhere and said, let's try this.
Let's do this. Let's do that.
Let's do that.
And that's good.
Yeah.
That's fun.
We'll probably do more later on because there's some stuff we didn't get around to doing. And I think it's just a fun thing to do.
Yep.
Taking pictures of yourself.
Well, so long as we don't have heavy keyboards following us all the time.
Yeah.
But that's important.
You really should get a guitar.
Generation Asthma is about the keyboards. Yeah. I mean, a lot of it is about the keyboards.
A lot of it.
And we're still just
four songs.
Oh, well, like...
The majority of the songs.
That's true.
Like, the majority of
only
what
one
happens...
Was using
no, the majority of what happens in each of the songs...
Don't let Phil finish.
There are two songs in the guitar.
Oh, yeah.
Just guitar?
Look out! It's my Granny Jones! That's actually my favorite one. I've been listening to that one a lot lately.
Really? I haven't listened to any of them since they released them. I should go back and listen to them.
I like them.
They're good fun.
What are you gonna say?
People run.
I don't remember.
All over town.
Yeah, photo shoot.
Photo shoot. So the photo shoot was fun. Yeah. We met up with our friend Richard.
Richard.
Welcome to Canada Think Podcast.
Number 27.
I'm Derek.
I'm Chris.
What was that song at the beginning, Chris?
Oh, that was Aya Hirano covering Chala Head Chala from Dragon Ball Z, which is on the Lucky Star anime.
I think she's my favorite Saiyan.
Saiyan? My favorite Saiyan?
Voice I'm just actor, being Japanese-y, because, right? You know, people might be like, oh, Chris, he's pretending
Breezy, and I'm Japanese-y.
Why didn't she become famous in North America? I mean, come on, that song was so awesome.
I know.
Did you see the music video today?
I know.
She's like in like a running in the rain, and then yeah. There's like a telephone booth or something.
Yeah. That's so weird. I don't like her voice.
The Devil Inside Me. I like that song.
Yeah, I remember that song.
I don't like the mix.
Devil, something like it inside of me. Bum, 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 bum. Phil doesn't know what we're talking about. That's okay. Phil can talk about upcoming stuff. That's his topic.
Special Halloween edition podcast.
That sounds like your Tommy Tallarico impression.
Listen to all the ghosts. Woo! Alright, here comes Freddy Krueger.
Freddy Krueger doing the Halo theme.
Here comes Jason Voorhees.
So what's upcoming, Phil?
Tin Can Alley.
Welcome to
How much progress? Zero.
Zero.
But no. But today.
Today we made a pact.
Yeah.
A deal.
That.
I am to finish the Trashimation and Subculture shirts by Phil's birthday,
which is
early November somewhere, like November 4th or 5th or something.
Only I know.
And if I do that, then Phil has to finish Tin Can Alley before December, and that is the deal.
There's not much left, to be honest.
Yeah, but you still...
We have to film stuff, though.
It's not much.
In the cold.
I need to get Cameron.
I would rather do it in the cold.
And
it was like so hot in the summer.
And if you remember, I also have to do an animation, so I can hold it back so that you lose the deal anyway. And then I don't get a reward.
It's just a problem.
That's okay. Yeah, that was really hot, filming in the garage. That was bad. But it was fun. But bad. It was really hot. Once we brought all those fans in there, and it didn't help at all. It like blew the hot air around. but we worked hard on it.
That's still coming. I think we said we can fly it sort of can for now.
Oh, what about Breakfast for Champions?
Can.
Breakfast for Champions.
Yes.
Derek's thing.
Oh yeah. Someday.
Oh, yeah.
You said that we would do it during the summer when it wasn't cold.
Oops. Yeah.
So now it's getting cold.
Oops.
We can do it in the winter.
I don't know what we're doing right now.
It's all good.
We'll figure something out.
Photo shoot. We did photo shoots. And we're going to continue to do photo
shoots. Oh, our friend Richard.
If you're on the forums, you've seen my close-up shots of nature in HD.
Oh, yeah.
With kind of sappy music.
That's not upcoming. That's releases.
Okay. Releases. Well, there's nothing else upcoming, so let's go to releases.
What do you mean? What about Just Words?
Oh yeah,
Derek hinted it on his blog.
Someday,
Derek hinted it on his blog.
Possibly before the end of the year. I don't know if I'll do a spoof this year. Maybe.
How about a subculture?
I already did a subculture. One subculture a year now. Every whatever month that came out in August, September,
August,
whatever.
You gotta do Just Words.
Just Words.
Come on, man.
Why don't you do it?
Me?
Yeah. Why doesn't he just give me
that? That was the original plan. I said, Phil, will you draw it and then I'll animate it? And then Phil, later on, he said no. After he did Pokemon 2, I think he decided not to.
I'll direct.
I wanted to direct it, though.
Well, hurry up then!
Well, where's Tin Can Alley?
If I finish Just Words. Look how much of Tin Can Alley I did.
You don't know how much of Just Words I did. Maybe I'm almost done.
You need to record voices first.
Maybe I did them which all we by have myself.
No, I'm supposed to be the mouse.
Words, words, just words.
Words, words,
words.
Like, well, what are you reading? What's you reading?
Words,
words,
words.
What kind of words? All kinds of words. Big words, small words,
stop,
words
spoilers.
Without meanings.
There, spoilers. See, now you have the voices, so there you go.
There we go, I'll use this.
No.
Those were our takes.
All of them. All
right.
Cool.
So we built Photoshop.
So the photo shoot.
Halloween podcast. You've seen my close-up shots of nature in HD with kind of sappy music.
Please from Wally.
Check that out. Yeah.
So that's releases. But what came out first before that? Inkblur.
That's not really a release.
Yeah, it is. Well, now that you're not doing it as often, it
might have guess.
It was good. I saw the new one that came out.
Thanks. That was like yesterday.
Okay.
There's another one?
Yeah. Last night. You're not looking these things up.
Yeah, last night.
I always check Inkblur after I check Can of Nothing.
Wow, but I almost never update it.
Yeah, but I still have to check.
Oh, I appreciate that.
All right, I'll check that out when I get home.
Yeah, that one's pretty funny.
Sweet. And long. Kind of.
Is that the first time you didn't use, like, words?
Yes.
How did you
Words! Words! Just words. That was fun. That was kind of interesting. It was a challenge.
Did you always have that in mind to do one day? Or?
Yeah, I wanted to try that.
Cool.
So
the other thing that came out
was the podcast.
No! Oh, see, we're going backwards now. Oh. What was released? Arthur Nomad!
Hey,
Wake me up inside! Arthur Nomad!
My sister's Evanescence CD that we used for Ron John. Phil ripped the whole CD, but he only used one song over and over and over.
They all sound the same anyway.
That's true, that's what we said. Like, it wouldn't matter if we used different songs.
Arthurnomics.
Everybody, please go to get the link to Arthurnomics on YouTube. Spread it around everywhere.
I think it's gonna go viral.
You're gonna see it on Colbert soon. You're gonna see it on
Attack
of the Show.
I'm surprised how positive all the people have been saying.
They love it.
They get it. They understand it. Not like those people in the school.
Yeah. It's so out there. It's like postmodern art. That's why. It's awesome.
Derek said it. Arthurnomics is postmodern. You should be quoted on that.
Arthurnomics t-shirt coming soon. On the back it's going to say, it's postmodern art.
Yes. I'd buy a t-shirt with Arthur's head on it.
Yeah, me too.
Were we going to do that?
Yeah, we were. Everyday YouTube.
Yeah. I've got to have the whole team on
the whole team, yeah.
All the economists.
He's part of the team. He's like our bad boy. He's like Raphael.
Is he? Because he left like
halfway. I love how you guys really talk like you're just me.
Well, we were.
I know. Didn't have anything written like you can't even try to make it sound like you're just you're talking to each other. You're just
we looked at each other.
Thank you, Deju, for that insightful.
No, that was thank you, Derek.
Oh, thank you, Derek.
And everybody loves Deju.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think people understand the humor now.
But we thought nobody would understand
it. No one understood it at the time. It was ahead of its time. People couldn't understand it back in the early 2000s.
But now that the economy
has
changed.
Yeah, see, there's that whole thing going on with the economy. People are turning to Arthurnomics for answers.
It's true. It's so true.
6, 7, 8% possibly. Never know. Real GDP. People getting jobs.
Fiscal policy. It's good stuff.
Yeah.
Mr. DiMaggio. He didn't like it.
You should show it to him again.
I know. Now he'd like it.
I would love it if he found it on YouTube. I remember this.
It's the worst video I've ever seen.
Why can't I stop laughing?
Favorite. Send to all my friends.
I remember the only people who laughed were Krista and Catherine. Catherine Lamb's sister, Jennifer.
She was
they laughed at the mug scene. Yeah, because she was ahead. She was in like grade 11.
Oh, really? Class
well, smart age. Wow. Way to stereotype yourself.
Yeah, like Catherine's sister.
Jennifer.
Jennifer. What was her last name?
Lamb.
L-A-M.
Just M, I think.
Oh. Just like John Lamar.
.com.
Maybe that's their brother.
No.
Oh. Didn't they have a brother?
Well, yeah, they did.
Kenneth.
Oh. Kenneth is kind of like John.
Maybe that's his alias.
Yeah.
No, he was bigger.
How do you look at this way?
No, like taller, bigger.
Oh.
Like he was a giant.
Cut bones. And...
Or maybe we're just small.
Cut bones.
Anyway.
Anyway.
Yeah, just spread Arthronomics around. I'm really surprised as well how much everybody loves it. We got 5 stars on there.
Should be featured on the YouTube front page, I think. Yeah. Especially, you know, the elections and everything in America.
Yeah. Coming up.
It's funny what you find, like, when you do the search thing, you see all the other economic stuff.
Yeah, there. Yeah, it's true. Like, related. What? It's like, that's not related.
Because, you don't get it.
Well, it's the tags you put in, right?
Like, economics? What'd you put?
I put, like, economics, real GDP, percent.
That'd be so good.
Things like that.
People are actually looking for real economic videos.
Welcome to Arthronomics.
Welcome to Arthronomics.
Arthronomics, eh?
Sounds professional.
But then the description right there is like, warning, this was a school project that doesn't make sense.
At the time.
Mug scene is the best. What are they talking about? Mug scene.
Is this something to do with per capita?
Awesome.
Yep.
Yep. Yep. Yep.
That's it for Arthronomics, I guess.
No, it's never enough.
It's never enough.
Arthronomics should get its own MySpace.
I think so. And then Facebook. Everything. Why its own website, arthronomics.com.
We could do it. We could.
Domains aren't expensive. It's like $10 a year. And I could get Justin to design it. No, that's too expensive. Sorry, Justin.
That would be so awesome if we spent all this money on arthronomics.com.
It's just that.
It looks so professional, but there's just a video on it. Why do none of the links work?
I like your transcription, too.
Yeah, I was bored. If you're on the forums, you might have seen it. I was bored one day. This is right after Arthronomics went on YouTube, and I just sat there for about half an hour going over Deju's speech, transcribing it.
There's like all these weird pauses and untranslatable things or whatever.
Yeah.
I like that when you put like the question mark.
He's like talking, and then he pauses and goes, and then, like, he runs his hands through his hair, like he's so disgruntled. So funny.
Hooray.
2.4%. Sorry.
Sorry.
We're not making fun of Deju.
I know we're not. Well, that was the greatest performance in a Cannes film ever.
He should win an award.
It deserves an Oscar.
Cannes of Nothing Award.
Not before Heath Ledger, though.
Lifetime Achievement Cannes of Nothing Award.
Well, Heath was supporting. Deju was like main lead actor.
Even though it's called Arthur Nothing.
Yeah.
Arthur's just supporting.
Yeah, Deju gets more screen time than anybody in that.
It's true.
And that's for a reason.
And all his screen time is like at once.
And then the dog at the end. That's perfect.
Welcome.
Hi, Robin's dad.
Did you watch
Michael? His name is Michael.
Michael Dad?
Michael Sito?
Michael Sato.
That's not very Asian.
I know, your name should be like Huang Hei Fu.
We're gonna call you Huang Hei Fu from now on.
But it's Japanese.
Well, then your name should be like Fujisawa.
Alright, your name's Fujisawa.
His first name should be Fujisawa.
Fujisawa Seto, there you go. Hi, Fujisawa.
Akira! Shinji! Ken Shigen. Kenpo! Karate!
Sushi!
My name is Karate. My name is Karate Sushi.
Or like, what's another Amanese guy?
Goku!
Gohan!
Otosan! Otosan! Goku! Not making fun of Japanese people.
Yeah, we love Japanese people.
I'm pretty sure Michael's not his real name. When he came to America, he's probably like, oh, Michael.
What
if he was born here? What if he was born here?
Oh.
He could have been.
Yeah, he could have been.
There's this kid in one of the school I'm going to that I'm doing my placement at. His name is, I think he's Vietnamese. His name is Chali. Chali. C-H-A-L-I-E. Mm-hmm. You know what he said? He said when he was born, his mom forgot to put the R on the birth certificate. So his name is Charlie, not Charlie.
That's kind of interesting.
I have these friends that have these like super Chinese names.
Yeah.
So then I think it's like one of those special classes I used to go to like after school or something. So one of the teacher used to call attendance and then he'd get to those two names because they were like twin brothers. And they'd be like, so then he's just like, oh, I'm Char. What is it? I'm Tom, he's Jerry. So now we just call him Tom and Jerry because of that.
Tom. It's like Deju. Deju was David.
Kids. Oh, really?
Yeah. Like really? Half the teachers called him Deju, but the other half just called him David.
Oh, wow.
But I never knew that.
They didn't know how to say Deju. It's like Daijo. Daijo here.
We had a lot of Korean kids at our school.
Yeah. Oh, reason. Yeah.
They're all like immigrant kids. I remember Kunwoo.
Oh, yeah, Kunwoo.
Kunwoo was in my history class.
Remember Ralph? He wasn't Korean, though.
Yeah. Okay. Then why are we talking about Ralph?
Well, he was another immigrant. There are lots of immigrants.
Ralph was cool.
I hate your guts. That was fun.
Yup.
Yep, that's all the Korean immigrants. That was a lot.
No, there was some others. Like, I remember there was this one Korean in the religion class that I had with Deju, and he didn't know how to, like, say anything.
Mm.
So then the teacher's like, okay, you guys got to do projects. And then he'd look at the guy and be like, okay, Deju, you got to...
Does Deju even know Korean?
I think so. He is Korean.
I know, but does he know Korean?
I think he did. I think his English was just better. I think he was still an immigrant.
Yeah, I think so. I think he was an immigrant.
He still had a light accent.
Yeah.
But his English was pretty good.
Pretty good. Not the best. Not like us.
Lick my ass, guy. Lick my ass.
I have to say that so much. That was the best thing about Deju when he, like, talks back to someone. It's like, he's so mean, but in the nicest way. It was okay. Him and Jeff was like art, not like
Jeff. Who?
Him and Jeff was like art.
No.
Phil said it.
No, like you know how Eric and Alex always argue.
Yeah,
that's the way it was with him and Jeff.
Jeff who?
Pimentel.
Pimentel. From.
We met Jeff in senior photo shoots. What was that like?
That wasn't me.
Yeah, Deju is cool.
Yeah,
we always
remember,
wanted to
remember. Like when Arthur and I, when you guys released it, he like put up a statement.
Yeah, it's still there.
Yeah.
He's like, you should have put that on the YouTube thing.
He's like, this is the funniest thing I've ever been a part of. So jokes, man.
You gotta get him.
We always wanted to get him back in something else after that.
Yeah,
but I don't know. I don't talk to him.
None of us talk.
He's on my MSN list, but I haven't talked to him for like 3 years.
Yup.
Right. Yep.
That's
Arthur Nomics. There it goes.
Thanks.
Probably like an hour.
Arthur Nomics. Check.
Hi, Robin's dad.
No, don't check. Let's just let it go.
What was Robin's dad's name?
Free Flow. Michael.
Fuji Flow?
Fujikawa.
Fujisawa.
Ah, Fujikawa-san. Yoroshiko onegaishimasu.
Watashiwa. Watashiwa. You know what I like about Dragon Ball Z?
Dodon Ray?
When they're like in the Japanese ones, when they're like kind of angry and they look angry, and then they always go like,
yeah.
That's the best.
It's like I'm so tense and so angry.
Koki. They still do that in the stuff.
Sweet. Yeah, that's like in every anime.
Oh.
But it was popularized.
Popularized in the Dragon Ball.
Yeah.
My Dragon Ball from Russia.
Recent movies, games, etc.
Movies? I haven't seen anything.
Yeah, you did.
Didn't you see one about happenings?
Oh, Phil. Phil did, right?
Well, yeah, he did. Phil said so.
I saw The Happening.
Uh-huh.
What did you think of it?
Mark Wahlberg.
At his best?
At his best.
Mark Wahlberg could have done a little bit better just to match the level he set for himself in Planet of the Apes. Other than that, you know, great A movie.
Great A movie.
I think
out of 5 G's.
I think M. Night Shyamalan is like the next Alfred Hitchcock.
No.
Speaking of Alfred Hitchcock,
I saw
for the first time Vertigo and Psycho.
Sweet.
They're pretty. I didn't like Vertigo that much. Psycho's pretty good.
Yeah, I like Psycho.
Vertigo was very different than what I thought.
Did you see Birds yet?
No.
Did you go watch Birds?
I just saw these because I'm taking a music and film class.
Music and film?
Yeah.
Who's the composer for Hitchcock?
Bernard Herrmann.
Oh.
And he wrote that Vertigo thing. and Psycho. Dun 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 dun. Dun 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 dun. Wicked. Wicked.
I believe that was from Psycho too.
Remix.
That was the real piece of music they wanted to use during the shower scene when the lady dies. You know, when you see the guy open the door and you hear, it's like a heartbeat. Like, oh no, something's happening.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then while she's dying, you hear like,
wicked.
Every, he said. With every stab, it's like wicked, wicked, wicked.
Woo. Chris, did you see any movies?
I saw The Love Guru.
Oh, what was that?
It was honestly, if they did some international spy stuff and they added, if they replaced with Mike Myers, I mean with Austin Powers, it could have been another Austin Powers movie.
How is Justin Timberlake?
Pretty bad. I don't know. He played a Quebec person and he had the Quebec accent.
Seriously?
So yeah.
Wow.
A French pizza. Oh, that was a good one. That was pretty good.
How many G's?
I gave it pi.
Pi?
Pi out of
3.14.
Pi out of 5 G's.
9.659. Whatever.
That's what I give it.
Sweet.
They had a funny scene where they're like, it was the hockey player guy and Mike Myers, and they were in the car because they were going somewhere, and then they kept on, because, you know, the black guy's like, yeah, I like black music, so that stuff, and then, you know, he's a guru, so he likes guru music, and
what?
You know, whatever, play. And so then, eventually, they kept on switching back and forth,
yeah.
And then at one point, it went to Bohemian Rhapsody,
yeah.
And you see Mike Myers looking at the camera, like, so slyly, so then I, like, burst into laughter, just like, oh, you... And they had another good part because I watched it on DVD, where because Kanye West was in the at the end where because it was like they were in the whatever and they won the hockey game.
Uh-huh.
You see Kanye West and Mike Myers and they're hugging and stuff.
Yeah.
But in the behind the scenes stuff, they had one where it was Mike Myers and Kanye West like actual.
Uh-huh.
So there's some guy was interviewing and then every time Kanye was talking, Mike Myers was like, "Don't say it, don't say it, don't say it, don't say it." I don't know why they took that out. It's pretty funny. And then Kanye's like, "Why you gotta be like that, man?" Yeah, I give it pie.
Sweet.
Cool. What did you see?
Nightmare Before Christmas on Blu-ray. It's beautiful.
Can you put awesome. Like 3D glasses?
So good. Now you have it on VHS, DVD, and Blu-ray.
Yes, I do.
You need it in 3D.
Do you have the DVD?
No.
You can have mine.
Okay.
No, you need all of them.
For free?
Yeah, sure.
No, okay. You gotta trade them your Star Wars.
Manja.
Okay, fine. I'll trade it. Yeah?
I'll bring that next time.
Okay. Sweet. I got a Star Wars Manja. No longer for sale.
It's free.
Straight to the garbage bin.
No.
Boys and girls of every age, wouldn't you like to see something strange? Come with us and you will see the Saw Town of Halloween.
This is Halloween! This is Halloween!
Pumpkins scream in the dead of night. This is Halloween! Everybody make a scene! Trick or treat! Tell your neighbors how to park up right! This is our town! Everybody scream! In our town of Halloween!
I am the man with the tearaway face!
I am the clown with the
tearaway face! I am the clown with the tearaway face!
Here in a flash and gone without a trace!
I am the who!
I am the...
Who in this school?
Who's there?
Figures like snakes and spiders in my hair. This is the shadow in the moon at night. Fill your dreams to the brim of fright.
This is Halloween.
Halloween, 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 Halloween. In this town we call home, everyone hail to the pumpkin song. La 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 la.
You know they re-released the soundtrack with new covers?
Oh really?
And Korn did kidnap the Sandy Claus?
Korn?
And it's pretty good. I like it. And there's some other ones I forget.
The only good one was by Fallout Boy.
This is the last time. Dead on arrival.
Yeah,
not your
boy. This is your
chorus. Yay. Rock Band 2 comes out tomorrow.
Yeah. Why didn't we wait till tomorrow?
Next podcast.
Oh, yeah. Video podcast.
Video Rock Band video. Cast. Well, we can play on Halloween.
Yeah. In our costumes.
In our costumes.
But there's no Halloween song.
Oh.
Doesn't matter. We'll just find something creepy.
Like
what
DOA.
Rock that
what
shit
more
nice.
When you're dead on arrival.
Oh.
That song is painful. But Phil sings it pretty good.
Yeah.
Like
you have a good
I
death metal voice.
I can't do it anymore, though.
Why not?
I wasn't able to do it after we played it that time.
Oh.
So it was a one time.
One time.
I love
it.
Yeah, that was good.
And we were going to wait for Little Big Planet to come out to do our podcast.
But it got delayed.
PS3, but it got delayed.
It would have been fun to play.
Would have been fun.
Well, I mean, the Hulk DVD comes out, so you could get that instead.
Hulk DVD podcast. That's like 2 hours of...
We just watch the Hulk.
And then we have to watch the extras on all the behind-the-scenes stuff,
oh,
too.
True.
Live Hulk commentary from us.
Are you buying that, Phil?
No.
Oh. But you want to see more of
it? The movie is all right, but I don't feel like buying it.
But then you can watch the Edward Norton scenes.
Yeah. What if
but he's like in every scene in the regular
movie.
No,
I mean like the ones that he wanted to
stuff.
Himself.
Oh, I heard... Whatever.
You can just... That
movie. I just want to see that scene with Captain America. Anything else?
Coughing.
I saw Smallville on Thursday.
Oh.
And at the end, Jimmy Olsen was like, Chloe, I gotta tell you something. I'm not who you think I am. And you know what his secret was?
What?
He's like, I lied about my parents. My dad's not actually an investment banker. He's a drunk.
Oh,
and I don't know my mom.
I thought you were going to say he was like the Flash
and
or
that
something.
Was it. No, see, that's why the scene was bad. He's like,
I'm a deep, deep secret.
He's like, I'm not who you think I really am.
My mom is drunk.
My parents aren't coming to the wedding. Why, Jimmy? Because they don't exist. Well, I mean, they do exist, but they're just not the same people I told you they were.
Oh, my God.
Oh, that's your secret,
that
eh?
That sounds like a teen soap or something.
Yeah. Smallville is a teen soap sometimes.
Well, yeah, but it was superheroes.
It's true.
But not anymore.
Yeah. Not anymore.
Somebody save me.
Yep. Any other news? Shows? Games? Movies?
I bought an Iron Man.
I might write another review.
Yay!
Yay.
Of what?
Huh?
What are you reviewing?
Let's just say it involves Sailor Moon.
Ooh. Oh, yeah, I read your blog entry.
Oh, someone actually read that one?
Yeah, I read
Wow.
I read
all of them. It was like, I missed that girl who played Sailor Mars or something.
Mercury.
Oh,
you read my blog too?
Which one was that? The orange one?
The blue one.
Oh, the bubble shooting
Mercury
thing.
Bubbles.
Mercury Bubbles. Jupiter Jimmies.
Thunder. Jupiter Jimmies.
Mars Bars.
Mars Bars. Jupiter Jimmies.
Venus.
Well, then I guess you know what I'm gonna review.
The Milo.
The gummy penis, the Milo.
Penis, the Milo.
Smash!
Smash!
Yeah, Sailor Moon review.
Chibi Moon.
Jimmy.
Voiced by Sugar.
Oh, God.
Oh, God. Yay.
Hey, everyone, this is Sugar.
Chala.
You don't know who Sugar is? Her real name is Stephanie Beard. Look her up. She's like a voice actress, and she was a co-host on
YTV.
YTV's The Zone. Look her up. She's got an annoying voice.
And it's like, when you first hear it, you're like, there's no way that's her regular voice.
But it is.
And she's got like cripple fingers when she talks to people. When she goes like, hi, she reaches out to the camera and her fingers get all crippled.
Hey, everybody!
Not crippled, like witch fingers. Like, I'm casting a spell on you.
Oh. That's different from crippled.
Well, okay, witches look crippled.
That's true.
Yeah. Sugar.
Sugar.
Sugar!
I always thought Derek was the only one that read my blog.
Suga.
I read it once.
Once.
Only the Sailor Moon one.
Go to sugarlobster.blogspot.com.
The sugar-lobster?
No, just sugar-lobster.
Go to my livejournal.something.
You still haven't fixed yours, man.
Yeah.
It's still half advertisement.
Oh. I can't see it when I'm logged in. I don't know why it's doing
that. Derek, go to it now. Go see if you can...
No, I've seen it. But, like, it doesn't occur to me to fix it because I never see it when I'm logged in.
We're telling you now, when you listen to this podcast again... This is it. Do it now.
Now, Phil.
Now, Phil. Now.
Go,
now.
Phil. Go.
Now, pause the podcast and do it now.
Okay,
we'll wait.
Phil, this is Phil. I want you to fix our blog. Fix my blog.
Our blog. There's two of them.
Okay,
fast Phil and present Phil.
Ore wa Vegito. Vegito. Vegito-san! Going Super Saiyajin! Son Goku! Next time on Dragon Ball Z!
The Sea Warriors! I hate that. It's so bad.
Frieza!
Huh? Ultimate Valor!
Remember that trailer you had for the Trunks thing? For the Funimation where they were showing like a trailer for Trunks and it went like do 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 and it flashed Trunks and the word Trunks went Trunks!
Oh, I remember that!
That was crazy!
Yeah.
And at the end, he's like, hey, Frieza! He's like, Trunks coming to Dragon Ball Z. That was awesome. That was the best part about the entire VHS thing.
What's his power levels?
It's over 9,000! What 9,000?
No way.
Is that still funny?
Yeah.
not online. If you watch it, if you're watching the episode and then it just comes up, oh, I seen that on the internet. Ah, here's where it's from.
Does that happen often to you, Phil? No? You watch an episode like every day.
Oh, I remember this. I don't have.
Here's where it's from.
Mark Soros still has my tapes.
Oh,
I lent them to him back in high school. He's still.
You
got
still
it.
Have all my tapes.
Oh yeah.
Or you gave it to Richard or something.
I remember I gave the Transformers one to Richard.
You still have my X-Men.
Yeah,
X-Men. Now you can buy them all on DVD.
Transformers.
Robots.
I got Masterpiece Optimus Prime.
Woo.
So awesome.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Bum, 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 bum. Cat of Nothing recommends. Part.
Whatever.
Wait, if part 4 was...
Wow, wow, west.
I'm strolling into the...
Wow, west.
When I roll into the...
Wow, west.
Going straight to... Wow, west. Wow,
once upon a time in the west. Madman lost his damn mind in the west.
Loveless, didn't give a damn nothing less.
And through the shadows, in the shadows. Here are the boys, here come the poison. Yeah.
Wicky, wicky, wicky,
Alright.
Musical. It should be Halloween edition, not musical.
Musical edition.
Ken, I think recommends. What do you recommend this month, Derek?
Oh no, I was gonna recommend Nightmare Before Christmas. Go ahead, I'll finish
something. Is this the new edition that they released? Like the double disc thingy?
Yeah.
Yeah. Why don't you recommend Matrix on Blu-ray?
I only like the first one.
Yeah, everyone only likes the first one.
Yeah. No, not Jason Rolfe.
I got mad.
Yeah,
the two were so bad.
You know why'd you have to ruin it? The problem was that it got too big for itself, and yeah. It was such a big cast, and it was just like...
Yeah. And they lost Tank.
Oh, Tank! Was the best.
You know, that guy, what's his name, APOG or something?
APOG?
Yeah, he looks, he looks like Danny APOG.
I know, that's true.
Danny?
No way.
He has like three lines. I hope the Oracle gave you good news. And Trinity, and then he dies. And Switch, not like this, not like this. And take off your shirt.
What about that Spanish guy?
With Tank?
Oh, just in case, and he hands him the gun.
Oh. Wasn't that APOC?
No, APOC is the operator.
No, Tank is the operator.
No, Tank is the big guy.
No, that's Dozer.
Oh, that's
Dozer. Oh, he's the black guy. Oh. Tank is the Spanish guy.
Yeah. Weren't they brothers?
Yeah.
Tank and Dozer?
Tank looks like...
Tank looks like Danny APOC, not APOC. APOC looks like nobody.
If we did a Matrix spoof, we got a Tank. All we need Gregory Ebanks. Dozer.
Let's look him up. Hey, you want to be in a movie?
It can be Dozer.
Who's going to be Trinity?
Uh-oh.
Alex.
He was going to be Uma Thurman in Kill Bill. In Kill Phil, I mean.
Oh, yeah. We had this idea called Kill Phil. That's it.
So that's a... Wait.
Nobody recommends.
Nobody recommends that.
What do you recommend, Chris?
I recommend Boom Boom Satellites.
What's that?
It's a Japanese band, and it's like they blend rock and dance, and it's all cool.
Sweet.
And their song is on the anime Zam. Yeah, I actually got their album like a month ago. It's pretty good.
Sweet.
Anime. I recommend a site. I have something that people can actually do now instead of just some random thing.
Phil just insulted you.
No, like...
Obviously, you haven't... you can't judge something like, before you, hear what it is.
Like remember the reason we did this? It's because I recommended that site where you can get the South Park episode.
What was the site again?
AllSP.com. Yeah, I have to go back there because South Park started again. I got another site called thespectrum.net.
Why not Temple of Trunks?
Well, I can tie this into that a bit, okay?
Okay, cool.
I've been reading... I've been reading the Dragon Ball... This might not be as cool, but... You're hyping it up too much. I've been reading the Dragon Ball manga again ever since playing...
Manga.
Ever since playing the Budokai Tenkaichi 3 game.
You said tree. Budokai Tenkaichi 3.
Okay. Tree. I've been getting back into Dragon Ball, so I looked up the manga, manjas. I looked at the manjas. I started reading from the very beginning, so I've gone through all of Dragon Ball. I'm in Dragon Ball Z now. So the site is called thespectrum.net. They have all sorts of other manjas there that you can look up.
Online?
Free scan. Yeah, it's all there. It's like a whole huge list of them.
I actually like those online manga sites better. Manja sites.
Yeah, I like it because you can just read it faster. Yeah. And it's all there and it's free.
Cool.
Yeah. Okay. Anyway, the way I'm gonna tie this into the Temple of Trunks.
Okay. Everyone, be quiet. We got it.
This kind of ties into like PlanetNamek.com and everything too.
Oh.
Because Temple of Trunks was owned by one of the big wigs in the Dragon Ball Online community. Her name is Marie.
Is she Nana?
No. Maybe, I don't know. Yeah. Anyway, her name is Marie.
Come back now, no, you
can
miss
go to,
you.
You can go to Temple of Trunks. Temple of Trunks is still around. You can email her if you want. Anyway, in all, like, these, the manjas are translated and edited by different people, but there's one done by a guy named Eric Fan, and he was, like, a guy on PlanetNow.com as well, apparently, and he keeps adding, apparently, it's, like, Marie was his girlfriend or something, so on, like,
now
every...
Was his girlfriend?
I don't know. Like, every few pages, if you look closely, you can find a little text thing that says, like, oh, I love you so much, Marie. I had a good time on our date, Marie. It's like, if you're reading this, Marie, I'm thinking of you all the time. Like, what? I'm trying to watch them fight in the Tenkaichi Budokai, and I'm reading this thing that says, I love you, Marie.
How does it tie into Temple?
Well, because Marie owns Temple of Trunks.
Oh.
If Nana so, came back, would you let her back into the site?
No.
Why not?
What if she's willing to be in films?
She can do interviews again.
Okay, come to Canada. We'll put you in a film.
You have to come back and do interviews. Interviews was the best part of the old Canada.
Yeah.
They were. I love those interviews. They were so good.
All right. We'll try those again. We'll do those.
14 or Spectra.
Derek.
Luigi or
man or woman. In what context?
Derek.
Wait, I have to recommend something.
Oh, I thought you were...
What do you recommend, Eric?
I don't have anything. I recommend Corpse Bride on Blu-ray. Because it's really good. It looks even better than Nightmare Before Christmas.
That's only because it
I didn't
after.
Hear you right. I thought you said Car Splat.
Car Splat. Corpse Bride.
I recommend Corpse Bride.
At first I thought you were going to say Chorus. I'm like, what?
Corpse Bride.
So you're going to, like, rebuy all your movies on Blu-ray now?
I already have Corpse Bride on Blu-ray.
Oh.
Are you gonna buy Pan's
Labyrinth? I only have like a few of them. It already came out on Blu-ray, but I didn't buy that yet.
It's not as important.
Just when you buy your movies on Blu-ray, just give me your old DVDs.
I would.
I'll give you more Star Wars matches.
But you already had Corpse Bride. I offered it to you, but you already had it.
Oh yeah.
It's too bad. It's too bad.
Too bad.
It's too bad.
You got the special edition with the book and everything though.
Yeah.
So give me the rest that I'm missing.
Nah.
Speaking of all this anime stuff, have you heard of this on
what?
YouTube? He plays the piano. By the name Piano Squall. He dresses up as Squall from FF8 and he plays like anime and video game music.
No, I've never seen
him. Oh, he's pretty good. You should check him out.
All right.
Recommended Piano Squall. Piano Squall as well.
Hey, you can't recommend two things.
Yeah, I know.
You can't recommend something next month. You're not
okay.
We have to remember this. Remember.
We have to play this podcast on the next one.
Or we all have to recommend something else, the second thing.
Oh.
You guys have to make up for
YouTube.
Me next month.
This piano's name's Elton John. He's pretty good, I recommend it. How about you, Chris?
I recommend Terry Young-Goon.
Who?
Terry Young-Goon or something.
Who's that?
It's basically, you know the movie The Protector? So basically there's this one scene where he fights in a big mall and you know Terry Bogard?
Yeah.
So then basically there's a guy who used all the sound effects from like Marvel versus SNK, and so whenever he punches he's like, are you okay? He's like, Rising Buster Wolf. It's pretty funny. It's pretty funny.
Sweet.
So there, okay, we balance it out.
Was that King of Fighters, was that?
Fatal Fury?
Like,
or
yeah, that's like Fighters. Marvel vs. SNK, all that stuff. He just
no,
all
I'm just talking about Terry Bogard. Like, where is he from?
Fatal Fury.
Is it Fatal Fury or
I
King
so.
Of Fighters? Whatever.
Whatever.
Same thing.
It's all the same. I remember there was an anime about that.
There are animes about all of that.
Yeah.
Because I watched
anime.
It for a while. Street Fighter V.
I was watching the Street Fighter anime, I think it was like last week, and it came to Ken and Ryu. I think Ken was being controlled by Bison. So basically, he had to do the Shoryuken or whatever.
Yeah, the Hadouken.
And no, Ken had to do the uppercut thing because he's better at it. And then Ryu was like, all right, Ken, you leave me no choice. So then for like two episodes, all you do is see Ryu just charging up his Hadouken and then Ken just like going like that. And you just see all like energy waves. And you see Bison like in some other room going, all right, now they're doing the Hadouken and the Shoryuken. I cannot wait. Like, what is this? It's two episodes of just you guys charging up. Dragon Ball Z was bad at that.
This is the Street Fighter V?
I think so. I don't really remember.
I think that was the only like episode.
But it was like
series.
It was the English version, so you have to look for that.
Mm.
Oh, I remember there was another really old Street Fighter cartoon.
The movie
like,
one?
Like, an American one.
American one?
I think it was an American cartoon.
Jean-Claude Van Damme?
That's not a cartoon.
No, it was a cartoon.
It might as well have been.
I remember the movie that Danny Afong had.
That yeah, horrible. That was the first anime.
God awful.
And then Richard stepped
that
on the tape.
That was alright.
I mean the live action movie.
Oh.
The live action was bad.
The cartoons were pretty good.
I never saw the EX Alpha one or whatever it was.
There was a second
anime movie that had Akuma in it.
Plus.
And Danny Apong had it, but he kept saying it was his brother's, so I never got to borrow it.
Our friend Danny Apong looks like Tank from The Matrix.
Let's just call him Tank.
Alright, Tank.
Not quite as muscular.
Yay, Tank.
Well, maybe he's muscular now.
Yeah, you never know.
Could be.
Tank.
Alright, Canada the Gargoyles over. Okay,
turn on the keyboard. We haven't done this in a long time.
Alright.
Reunion.
Here we go, everybody. The return of the theme song.
What is the
game? E F. A flat.
There we go.
Cannibal. Candy mail.
Yeah.
This candy question mail. Comes from.
I have to get them.
Yeah. Hi, John. It's Susan. It's Susan again.
You're not quoting anything from any other books. That part was so annoying.
Large times.
It's a good thing you cut it.
Okay.
This question comes from
Chris Yip. He's the one that asked you a question last time, right?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, cool. We have the same name. You be my new lobby?
Why does it say to Phil?
Because lobby hasn't asked me any questions.
Dear Can or Nothing.
I was wondering. Okay, we got to make up a voice for Chris Y.
Is it Yip? How do you know what his last name is?
It says right there.
Yep. Chris so Yip, he's like Chinese. Phil. You got to make a Chinese accent. If the prophecy was true.
The prophecy.
Oh, I can't wait for that Dragon Ball movie now. I really can. I'm so excited.
I'm excited too.
Did you see like when they showed the council thing? You see like this whole council of like Roshis?
Okay. Well, we don't want to insult Chinese.
Seven Dragon Balls.
I don't know.
Dragon Balls.
Okay, Phil, read it.
Dear Can of Nothing.
Oh, that's not true.
This isn't a Canadian.
Dear Can of Nothing. I can't do it. The prophecy.
Dear Can of Nothing.
That's gonna be the new Michael Caine thing.
Yeah,
the Lamborghini.
Dragon Ball. The prophecy.
Dear Can of Nothing. I was wondering whether or not you could do a guest comic for Scott Ramsumer at vgcats.com. I'm sure he would return the favor and mention you guys on his site. Besides, he's a fellow Canadian. Good work on Subculture 2. I loved it. What is Chris's job?
Do
you want to answer that one first, Chris?
No, you can answer first. That's a second.
I don't think we'll do a guest comic for vgcats.com.
What is vgcats?
It's a webcomic.
This guy, he made it. It's a web comic where this guy created
his own. About prophecies that come true.
Just go to vgcast.com.
So like it's a video game related web comic that has cats in it.
Okay.
Cat characters.
I don't know. Does he take guest comics? I don't know.
I don't read it.
I don't read it either.
Not that I think it's bad. I just never read it.
Just don't read it. So, I don't know. We have a hard enough time keeping up with our own stuff, so
yeah.
I don't think we're gonna do something for another guy.
Especially because they're gonna be like, "Come on, guys, you gotta do it." And then you'd be like, "No."
I checked out after I read this email. I checked out the site, and apparently he kind of takes some link submissions, stuff like that. So maybe we could send him our link, and if he likes the site, he likes the comics, or maybe just Inkblot, something like that. Then we could link up with him.
The prophecy.
And that,
the prophecy. Then you have no choice.
And maybe if he is Canadian, he'll like us even more.
I don't know if I can do this. If the prophecy is true.
Yeah, Chang and Fat, you're the best. Mumbai.
I wonder how he'll say Kamehameha.
This is what I think's gonna happen. Alright, so Piccolo's gonna come. This is after all the Mai stuff. Piccolo's gonna come.
he's gonna kill, he's gonna hurt Goku's one hand, and he's gonna kill Roshi, and then Roshi's gonna go to Kai and talk to him telepathically to tell Goku how to do the one-hand Kamehameha to beat Piccolo.
Oh, okay.
That's what I think's gonna happen.
Piccolo-san! Piccolo-san!
Mr. Piccolo!
Mr. Piccolo!
Masenko!
Masenko!
You're the only friend I ever had, Gohan.
Yeah, I love that.
Mr. Piccolo.
Oh, Mr. Piccolo. Please, Mr. Piccolo.
Mr. Piccolo.
Gohan, we gotta find the
Daddy.
Dragon Balls.
Daddy. Krillin.
Be brave, Gohan.
Okay, Daddy.
Masenko.
I'm sorry, Chris, why? They were just...
sorry to other people who have no idea what we're talking about.
But you should.
You should. Dragon Ball Z.
You have no reason, no reason not to know what we're talking about.
Okay.
If you're listening to this and you don't know what we're talking about, then shame on you.
If you're an Amnes fan, even if you don't like Dragon Ball Z, you've seen it. You know where all this stuff comes from. Yeah, thanks about Subcultured. We love it too.
And what is Chris's job?
Like, job as in the can?
Okay, let's
however
do
you want to interpret it.
Okay, well, in the job in the can, basically, like I said on my blog, I'm basically a puppet and they just pull my strings. That's my job, just to be pulled around.
That sounds kind of negative.
But no, it's true. Hey, Chris, you want to go film? Okay. You're going to be dressing up as a woman. Oh, okay. And you got to have a British accent.
Well,
oh.
See, here's the thing. We ask you to be in the film first, and then that's when you have your choice.
Yeah.
After that, it's like free range for us.
Yeah. You have to be a woman. We tell you that the day of the film.
Maybe I should be more specific. I'm like, what kind of role is this? What's my motivation? No, like, oh, you just gotta be in it.
Yeah. When I ask people to be in movies, I try to explain a bit, so they're just like, okay.
I used to send them a script.
Yeah, that's not like I'm gonna say no.
Like
yeah.
When I... Well, little known fact, maybe we mentioned it. I asked Jason to be Robin in the second episode of Batman.
Really? Oh, wow.
Because we were having like, all this trouble trying to figure out who's going to be who and this and that, scheduling. So when I asked him, I had to like explain the story and how he becomes Robin and all this stuff.
Yeah.
And he's interested, except he didn't have time, and then we forgot it. We didn't
anyway. Well, we didn't do it anyway.
And Mark Pido turned down.
We found the better Robin,
anyways.
Batman.
That's
true. Yeah, we found a better Robin. Yep.
No offense, Jay.
All right, is that all you want to say?
Well, yeah.
Okay.
That's my job in the can.
Thank you, Chris Y.
And sometimes
Thanks.
I write reviews. That,
yeah,
well,
yeah.
That's it. Sometimes. This next email comes from Phil. Phil says...
Zekiary.
Ah,
Wait, that's the wrong one. It's this one. There we go.
Why do you use your Gmail?
What's
your Gmail?
I don't say it on the podcast.
Okay.
I don't want emails.
I'll tell you later.
Okay.
You mean you don't want Gmails?
Oh.
Yeah.
From all the cool people.
This is from someone I don't know. Do you know him?
What's his name?
He has an interesting name.
What's his name?
From Jarius Crab.
Crab.
Hi,
Harry Jarius. Potter character.
Hi, Jarius Crab. Hi,
is that
two
B's?
Maybe it's Jarius. Jarius Crab.
Jarius Crab.
Dominus.
Everyone thought that was the coolest intro ever at the time. Oh my god.
Latin is so awesome.
Final Fantasy VIII, that's what we're talking about. Okay. So, first question.
Vans.
If
DC
and
Vans got in a fight, who would win and why?
Vans. Is DC, like DC Comics?
I don't know.
Who's DC?
Dick Cheney?
Dick Clark?
Clark and
Don Cherry.
Don Cherry
and Vans.
Lots of
Vans. Lots of Vans.
Okay.
Got in a fight. Who would
win? Well, Don Cherry would win because the Vans don't really move on their own.
Yeah.
But he might hurt himself.
That's okay, true. He's kind of old. But remember, Ironhide was a van. So ooh, what if this van transforms into Ironhide?
Well, you're not being specific on what the van is.
Yeah, it's just said vans.
Really,
they're like Ford vans.
Okay, but what if Ironhide was one of the vans? So he's like leading the pack.
So is it Ironhide? Well, wait, there's more than one van. So how would Don Cherry be able to beat all of them?
Well,
I don't know.
How would they even fight if they don't move?
Well, I mean, if he's just going to be fighting them, yeah, he's going to wear himself out or something.
Well, he could take the rest of his
life. Let's put it this way. Are we really discussing this?
Yes. Yeah. Why not? It's okay.
Why are you laughing? This is a serious question.
And it's like open to interpretation.
Yeah.
Don
Cherry is a hockey commentator in Canada. He's an old guy.
There's an even better question. If Don Cherry and the Vans were to fight, who would win? But then why?
Yeah.
Why would Don Cherry win?
Because.
Why would the Vans win?
Because he knows.
What's the result?
He knows Kaioken times 10.
Kaioken! Yonpah!
We really like our Dragon Ball references today.
It's all because of Chala and
Chala. Yeah, it's true. It set the mood.
Okay, Genki Dama.
I think we'll have to think that one over and get back to you later.
Ask us, send in another email and make it worded much more better.
Number two. Why are the Red Hot Chili Peppers so funky you want to dance someone's face off?
Because of Flea.
Yeah, because the bass line. There was a funky bass line.
Yeah, not because of the singer or the guitarist. Or the
drummer. Hey, McFly.
They have a good guitarist, though.
Yeah, but doesn't make it funky.
That's true. Yeah, Flea's the funky one.
It doesn't make you want to dance.
Yeah. Okay, Flea. Flea's the answer.
Yeah, there you go.
Number three. If you and Phil got in a fight, who would win and why? You as in who?
Does it say, hey, Derek?
No. It's to podcast.
So if podcast and...
If podcast and Phil got into a fight, who would win and why?
Well, like a verbal fight, I think podcast...
I know, yeah.
Because you just keep playing it over and over again.
Phil would eventually run out of breath, but the podcast can go on forever. And the podcast has three people.
But the podcast doesn't exist without Phil.
But it does because it's been recorded. So you're in there. You're like there.
Oh.
And so the podcast also has you on it.
But I have control of the podcast. I can delete them.
Oh, no, but I have copies too.
But we don't know what kind of fight this is.
Yeah.
Maybe
it's like a debate, a political debate. Podcast wins.
I think the podcast. But if it's a physical fight.
Physical fight?
That's even more complicated. Because where would the
podcast... Like, would the podcast be like...
How would the podcast...
Sound waves assaulting Phil? So as like, loud as possible? Then he'd be all like all deafened and stuff? I think Phil would lose.
But then how would Phil beat the podcast?
I don't think he can. I don't think it's possible unless he goes Super Saiyan. And we know he's not there yet.
He doesn't have enough hair to go Super Saiyan.
He's not there just yet. He needs some more hair.
And I need someone to kill Krillin.
Oh.
Remember right before he dies? Goku!
Or I could be like Vegeta and just fly away to some planet and be angry.
Oh yeah!
I'm going to be as angry as possible! Become a Super Saiyan!
Right.
Or you have to kill Android 16, and the little bird comes, and then the song goes.
Well, he's already Super Saiyan.
And then I gotta go Super Saiyan 2.
Oh.
And then I make the most awesome scream in the history of M&A's. Son Gohan. Next time on Dragon Ball Z.
So I guess the podcast
wins. I guess so. That's in the future.
That's after Just Words.
Yeah. And finally, four.
Could he be the legendary Super Saiyan?
No, I am a Super Saiyan.
He isn't even one of the elite.
Frieza, I am a Super Saiyan.
What do you think is better, epic or intenseness?
Epic.
Epic.
We're still talking like Vegeta.
Because Epic, the song, you know, from Faith No More.
Oh,
it's a lie. A sin. A lie. A sin. It's not.
That's true. Is there a song called Intenseness?
I don't know.
Okay, Epic wins then.
Yeah.
Alright, thank you for your question.
Harrius.
Jarius.
Karamnus.
Sorry, Phil. Sorry. Sorry that you have to
mortalis.
Lose to like an hour and a half podcast.
Mortis.
Mortalis.
What is that? That's just a big chain letter.
It's to podcast@catnothing.com, so let's read it.
Okay. Visit the site. From Tajo McBurn. We are in 6th grade. Ooh, my gosh.
Our band has made a website. www.resistancerocks.blogspot.com. Thanks for your questions.
That's not a website. That's a blog.
It's a blog sit.
It's a blog sit.
Oh, wait, it's a website.
That's a website. That's a blig.
We're visiting it right now.
Aren't you happy? Aren't you happy?
That's the band.
Oh, wow, that's cool.
They're in grade 6.
We should do, like, a cover. With
Our photos look more pro than that.
Do they have any songs? It's not. It's gonna be better than, oh, Charlie, why are you gonna be like that? And yum yum, I'm fat.
They're kind of Canson.
Backyard Jam. I love how oversized their instruments look.
I like how his hair looks.
But it's cool, yeah. I think you guys are gonna go somewhere.
You guys have nice hair. I'll compliment you on that. I wish I had hair like that.
So everyone go there.
Blonde and flowing.
blogspot.com.
Let's just call it the website.
It's the best website we've ever seen.
Yeah. I love the website.
Oh my gosh. All right, that's it.
Oh, cool. All right.
That's all our emails.
All right.
Yeah, I thought Robin was gonna get Fuji what?
Fujisawa.
Fujisawa to. Okay, never mind.
Who's Fujisawa?
Fujisawa Sushi.
Is he the guy with Super Dave?
Or Karate Sushi. Oh yeah, is it?
Or maybe that's my dad's friend. Because my dad has a friend named
Your
Fuji.
Your dad's friend was in Super Dave?
Wow,
no. That's crazy.
My dad has a friend named Fuji, but I don't know if his name is Fujisawa, because I know that name exists somewhere. It's either my dad's friend or the guy who works with Super Dave.
It's either or.
It can't be the same guy.
Can't remember. Oh well.
Oh well. Alright.
Alright.
Well, is there anything else?
Evangelion, greatest show ever made. That song, for how depressing that show is, like, the song really doesn't reflect the show. It's like, yep. Wow, I'm gonna be getting into this really fun anime,
about
big robots and stuff.
And Shinji's...
Oh no, Shinji's suicidal and he just wants to die all the time. What's going on? What's with Rei?
It's okay, we have a happy song in the beginning.
Yeah.
It's like the Dragon Ball GT song.
That show is sad too?
It's depressing. I don't know.
It probably is, because it's bad.
Oh!
Goku!
Bong.
Chi-chi! Goku! Pikachu!
Pikachu!
Scyther!
Scyther!
Pikachu!
Scyther!
Jabba!
Jabba!
Scyther!
Charmander!
Who's that?
I don't know. Charizard?
Charizard.
Gyarados?
Garp.
Golding.
Sandshrew! I love my Sandshrew!
Sandshrew Fisher!
What is Sandshrew no Fisher?
I don't know. Because he wears that dominatrix belt thing to strengthen him. That was good.
He equipped Fisher.
I said padding! No, not padding. That's stupid.
Pokemon.
Pokemon Johto.
Everybody should watch Pokemon.
Until it gets stale.
YTV, 8 a.m. It's
Pokemon.
That's true. Always new.
There's always new adventures, new always Pokemon, new Pokemon, new voice actors.
New stories.
New stories. And Jesse and James never get old.
Especially not after the, like, 20th episode.
Can't believe they're still after Pikachu.
They love it.
I think in one of the later episodes, they're like, they didn't understand why they're still after them.
Yeah, probably. Like, self-awareness, finally.
What are we doing, Jesse?
Remember that episode when Butterfree went away?
Oh, that Butterfree. So bye-bye, Butterfree.
Butterfree. I remember when you guys went out to my Pokemon game and you saw, like, a level 42 Butterfree. You're like, oh my god! Wow. I was like, what? I like Butterfree.
My Squirtle can still beat your Butterfree.
But my Butterfree is a grass type.
Oh.
Well, my Squirtle's strong enough, man.
Isn't Butterfree bug type?
Just train.
Bug and grass.
Oh, bug and grass.
Just train.
I'm
like
sorry.
Zapdos, where he's electric and flying, but right. If you do a Thunder Shock on him, he'd like.
Then my Magmar true. Can beat your Butterfree.
Magmar.
Marmar.
Magmar.
Or maybe my Hitmonchan. Hitmonlee.
Hitmonlee. Hitmonchan. That was good. Podcast Geo memories.
Geodude.
Looking back today. Welcome to Catholic Podcast number 27.
Number 27.
Memory edition.
This is Derek.
Memory / Halloween / Dragon Ball.
/ Dragon Ball. / singing. / flipping.
I remember I was watching the Dr. Wheelow movie, and then when Master Roshi tells them all to do the Kamehameha.
Uh-huh.
And his voice is so weird. He's like, Kamehameha ya! And then they all do Kamehameha.
Awesome.
Flip.
Destructo Disc! Engage!
Destructo Disc. Wow, Goku. You're really cool.
Gohan, you got to find the Dragon Balls!
What?
Why does Krillin not get any taller?
I know. He's just, like, stuck.
Remember when he marries Android 18?
They have a kid.
What's the yeah.
I don't know.
Is it,
Pong?
Pong.
I don't know.
Are you thinking of Pan?
No, not that. I know who Pan is.
I don't think it's Pong, though.
You'd be surprised.
Whose kid is Videl? Or is that
Pan.
Someone's kid at all?
Pan.
That's Gohan and Videl's.
Gohan and Videl's
is
kid
Pan.
Is Pan.
Be there! Be there!
So...
Tosa!
Oh well, whatever.
Kasa!
They're all inbred.
That's how the Z Fighters roll.
Yep, that's why all their eyes look the same. And eyebrows.
Yes, I heard him. Namek Seijin.
We can probably end it now, right? Or not?
All in favor of ending it now?
Say...
Podcast was terrible.
What? It was good.
It was
I like
a
this
good
podcast. It was a good podcast.
Hill just likes to say that.
Yeah, he just.
That's where you end it. Back there.
Nope.
Now.
No.
Nope.
No.
And.
No.
Come in.